Head coach GM Andrew Milne of the Canmore Eagles joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Good. Round two of the Canmore Eagles playoff series officially kicks off tonight in Brooks with game one against the Bandits. First of all, let's talk about the last series against the Drumheller Dragons. What do you think the team really did right to win that series?
Well, I think discipline was a big factor. I think overall our guys came out in game one and were a little nervous and cautious and then didn't play a great game. And, you know, we picked it up from there. But discipline was a big factor. We were able to keep our heads on straight, focused on what we wanted to accomplish and not get overly caught up in some of the extracurricular activities.
It seems like goaltender Ryan Bontorin is really playing at the top of his game right now.
He was great. I mean, you know, both games, in games three and four, I thought our first periods weren't very good, and then Bonner gave us a great opportunity to keep it within reach and, you know, down one after in game three and tied after in game four. Gave us a real good sense of confidence and ability that, you know, once we got back into the tracks, we'd be able to accomplish what we wanted to accomplish.
Another player I wanted to recognize was Adam Tisdale. He scored three goals in the first round and really seemed to be in the thick of it in a lot of plays that I saw anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he was our best player in games one and two. We've been saying it all year about Tisdale. He's such a competitor and he wants to compete in everything he does. And playoffs is all about competition. So, you know, we never doubted Adam at any point this year. And, you know, I knew coming into the playoffs he was going to be a competitive guy. And, you know, I thought he actually exceeded my expectations through games in the first round, but not a huge shock because, you know, Adam wants to win more than anybody in that locker room.
The Canmore Eagles are going into this one, statistically speaking, as the big underdogs in this series. How can you beat the Brooks Bandits? How are you going to try to win this one?
Well, we're going to have to keep their high-powered offense to a minimum. I mean, we're going to have to slow them down with their offense and keep them to the outside. And then, you know, the big advantage we're going to gain is if we can play in their end and not even let their offense get an opportunity to get going, because no secret, they score a lot of goals. They like to play with the puck, and, you know, they like to create offense. They like to play in the other team's end, so we're going to have to, you know, do the opposite and make sure that they're not as comfortable as they can, and that if they are going to get chances, it's going to have to be from the outside.
Is the fact that the Canmore Eagles played the first round, won three games in a row here, and the Brooks Bandits have been off for a couple of weeks, does that play into it, do you think?
Well, it can work both ways. I mean, obviously, we're playing at a pretty elite level right now, and our game is playing pretty well, but they've been rested and healthy, and, you know, they're like a bunch of thoroughbred horses, probably ready to get out of the gate. It's just whether or not they have the right focus to get out, because, you know, in junior hockey players, they all want to play hockey, and these guys haven't played for a number of days. And so if we're able to get a jump on them, probably not with effort, but with a little bit of compete, then that's what we're going to have to do in game one.
Canmore Eagles taking on the Brooks Bandits tonight in Brooks, as well as tomorrow for games one and two of the best of seven round two playoff series. We'll be back at home for games three and four on Monday and Tuesday. Looking forward to it. Head coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.